720 WGN on the road with Dane, live here in the Allstate Showcase Studio on Michigan Avenue on an unseasonably, absolutely, completely normal and a mundane weather day here in February. We've got into February, Camille, so we're making some serious progress on the months, and we are only months away. 6 weeks, if you trust Punxsutawney Phil or Woodstock Willie. They concurred, right? And 6 more weeks of winter.
Great.
Well, I mean, what do you expect, right?
I don't like winter at all.
Oh, well, I'm not sure what you're doing here then.
I sound so cranky. I
should. Dag nabbit, you didn't say anything like that. We have got to get right into it. We have an eclectic blend of show. We have something that is so jam-packed. We had some things that we committed to as far as definitely helping people get the word on some great events for Valentine's Day and for, you know, some of the most important things like the journey to the best sleep that you can do. But let's give a little input into the show we've got on. It is jammed. We're going to have Dr. Chris Totes talking to us in just a second. And then we're going to go to break. We've got Jimmy Banos, the one and only Jimmy Banos, in studio. And you think about, I'm sure he's got some Super Bowl thoughts as far as what he's going to do. But Mardi Gras, it is his holiday. He is the physical embodiment of the festive season. Excited to have him in. We are going to praise him for 38 years for Heaven on 7, all the great things that he does. He is a local treasure, a nationwide icon, and a local treasure. Excited to have him in with us as well. Rutledge Wood, the reason I said maybe Dale Jr., they're palling around up in Minneapolis doing some of the stuff for NBC for their Super Bowl coverage. So they are almost, I don't want to say they're conjoined. Did you ever see that movie Stuck on You, Camille?
I did, yeah.
Yeah, where they're Honey and the Bees. It was like a buddy cop show. And anyway, never mind. But so they may be together. Rutledge will be on with us talking about the excitement that's happening up there in Minneapolis for the Super Bowl. This is a big game. I am looking forward to the possible dethroning of the Tom Brady-led New England Patriots. We'll see about that. So he'll join us then. We've got Chef Marcus Ford with a Valentine's pop-up party you cannot miss. Then Chef Carl Ruiz, you know him as the Mad Cuban from Opie Radio on Sirius Satellite, and of course he's on Guy's Grocery Games for the Food Network. He'll be joining us as well. Amanda Puck is going to be on talking about Mariano's. If you're going to make your own Super Bowl celebration, Mariano's is a great place to go ahead and get a lot of the items for that. And then Kevin Harvick, NASCAR driver and star of some of your favorite Super Bowl commercial. Remember him as Tiny Kevin Harvick inside the engine compartment, right? You lift up the hood and he tells you not to get an oil change. So he'll be joining us as well. So keep it here. Well, actually, we're going to go to Dr. Chris Totes right now. We're going to hear about the science of sleep. Dr. Totes, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Dane, for having me. It's good to be back.
It's great to have you. You think about all the exciting things coming up, and there are so many different events and holidays, whether it's Mardi Gras coming up, you need energy for that, obviously. The Super Bowl, you got Valentine's Day. The thing you need most is sleep, so let's hear about it. You, of course, are from Serenity Family Wellness, and you've got a great event coming up for Res U.
Yeah, we're excited about the event. It's called The Science of Sleep, and it's a free event, so people can come and register. You can register online at resu.edu, but we're talking all about the things that help people sleep, because Lord knows, not a lot of us are actually even getting enough sleep. So,
well, what about the sheep? Is that a real thing? I mean, when you sit in there and people want to get some sleep, is the sheep counting? Or maybe, I guess you could insert whatever farm animal you're predisposed to. Some people are maybe terrified of people are afraid of different things, right? Or maybe they love certain, maybe you could count frogs or something. Does the sheep counting work, or is it just something to take your mind off the fact that you're not asleep?
It's really something to take your mind off the fact that you're not asleep. I mean, if you think about the concept of counting sheep, right? I mean, this is a little bit akin to using a metronome or something that's very repetitive, almost like a meditative event. And so when people are like, oh, you should count sheep to fall asleep, really what they're kind of talking more about is having a practice more of something that's meditative, that's repetitive, to help you key down that constant dialogue that we've got in our mind that just keeps going and going, and we're making lists in our head when we should be falling asleep. So one of the key things we usually tell people to do is if you find yourself making lists in the middle of the night where you can't either fall asleep or to stay asleep, keep a pen and paper by the side of the bed and just write that stuff down, because if it's out of your brain, it will stop that constant dialogue, and all of a sudden that's done.
You're going to get into the science of sleep. It is one of, if not the most important thing. You think about being denied water. You think about being denied food. It seems like sleep, I've heard it somewhere, that if they keep you awake, you will die faster than you would being denied those other items. So sleep is one of the most important things. You're doing it at ResU. Give the details on where people can get more information and get out there and see you.
Sure. If they go online to resu.edu, they can register for the event. It's registration opens up at 5:30. If they don't register online, they can always come in and register there. The event is from 6 to 8 p.m. at 1431 North Claremont in Chicago. And if they can't get there, we're also, how fun, going to be live streaming on Facebook as well.
Nice. And we'll have links up to that on the WGN radio.com site, and we'll try to promote it, get people out there. We need people to get some sleep so they have all this energy to go do all the fun things we're going to be talking about on the rest of the show. So, Dr. Totes, thanks so much for jumping on today.
Sure. Thanks so much for having me, Dane. Have a great rest of your day.
All right. You too. All right. We are going to take a break. When we come back, Chef Jimmy Banos is locked and loaded. So keep it here. It's On the Road with Dane here on 720 WGN. 720 WGN On the Road with Dane, live here in the Allstate Showcase Studio on Michigan Avenue. Not everybody is hustling and bustling. I'm sure they are out trying to, you know, get some supplies for the big Super Bowl party and kind of gearing up, maybe buying, maybe making, crafting their own Mardi Gras costumes. I don't know what's the essential ingredients for a Mardi Gras costume, but the essential ingredients for Mardi Gras, especially here in Chicago, is the one and only Chef Jimmy Banos. And when you think about it, Jimmy, and welcome to WGN, welcome to the studio, of course.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
I never sat in this seat, though.
Well, that's like the co-host seat, right? There's some buttons there. Don't push any of them.
No,
all that kind of stuff.
I was always warned. Don't touch the buttons.
Yeah. I don't want to say anything. I'm not going to jinx it. We can undo stuff. But it is great. And you think about it. Like, this is Heaven on 7 has been such a beloved institution in this town for so long. Everybody's got stories. Almost every single person has been there and has enjoyed what it is that you're doing. I mean, you don't last 38 years unless a lot of people are going there. But this is really your kind of time, right? You know, this is like the time when people it's like Valentine's Day. People love each other all through the year, but there's a certain time period where we kind of recognize it. So this is big.
Yeah, no, it's our busiest, one of the busiest times of year, that we have, and it's just so much fun. Everybody has, because, you know, about 2 years ago, I decided to kind of leave some of the decorations up, because I want everybody to come in every day and feel like it's a party.
You want to get the full experience, right?
Yeah, exactly. So now we add a lot of stuff, and then we do a lot of, you know, different specials, and we have music, you know, next weekend on the 9th and 10th music, and then Fat Tuesday on the 13th, and it's fantastic.
You made me think about it. You really do. You should leave this stuff up. It's like the North Pole, right? You go up there to visit Santa North Pole, and he's got all the stuff down. He's like, it's June. What do you want? You know,
exactly.
But,
and, you know, people come in, it's like a party we're having, you know, so it gives you a little, you know, you know, 8 hours at the desk, and all of a sudden you get out, and it's just like, oh God, I feel so much better.
Well, here's one of the things, and I want your thoughts on some of the reasons for the longevity. Obviously, you've got a great family that's working with you. You've got all that support. You've hit on something as far, you know, people love the food, so of course the food is front and center with all that. But do you feel like, you know, people can love a lot of different food. Not every food is festive and fun. Do you feel that that's maybe part of it? Is that just the nature of the food, just that Cajun kind of essence that you've brought back from your travels and made such a big part of Chicago? The fact that it's fun food, is that part of the success?
I think fun, and I think we do, you know, it's what I always call no hot dogs in the gumbo, you know. So I've done my I've done my research. I've cooked down there. I have a lot of friends. I've, you know, I'm a key holder to the city, you know. I know what's happening, you know, and it's all about flavor, not spice. And I have things on the menu that are really hot because, you know, for years people thought, well, I thought New Orleans food is supposed to be really hot and spicy. No,
you do have a wall of hot sauce, so there's definitely that's an element.
You know, my wife even said the other day, she goes, why do you have like all the like super super hot stuff on the table? We used to just put that in the refrigerator if somebody asked for it. But now in the last 5-10 years, people's taste buds have changed, and they want like fire, and it's pretty crazy.
So let's talk a little bit about the career, and starting with, I know that when we had John for one of the Bill and Wendy segments, you talked a little bit about Paul Prudhomme, and like, he is one of those, I don't know if he gets as much, I mean, in the restaurant community, in the chef community, of course, you know, he is recognized and revered for his role, but he was one of like my favorite guys. You know, I got to interview him, got to meet him a couple times during, and I always loved him because as a little kid, you know, we had the magic seasoning.
Yeah.
So he was like a celebrity, you know, kind of item in the house there. And you had said too that he was a big influence on you, or at least a big supporter too, when you were starting out.
Both. I mean, that's how I really started. I mean, I was working 7 days a week at the restaurant. We're only open six, but I was there always seven. And I would, you know, I never had time to travel or anything like that. So I traveled through my cookbooks, and I got his cookbook in the early 80s. And that book changed my life. And so I made a couple things from the book, and people were like, oh my God, this is unbelievable. So I cold called him, and he got back to me within a day or 2 days. I had an over an hour conversation with him. We hit it off like we were family, and he says, you need to come down. So my wife and I ended up going down on a weekend. It was Memorial Day weekend, and that changed my life, the whole thing.
You think about him and the success that he had, and certainly that, especially for that kind of cuisine, that kind of mark that he made. But he's one of those guys that'll be right up front with it to you, that, you know, on the, you know, especially if he was a sort of a mentor to you, the trials, you know, the restaurant industry is hard, you know, the trials and tribulations. He failed a lot of times before he really hit his stride.
Yeah, exactly. And then he, you know, I always say he's, you know, one of the first really celebrity chefs. You know, when that whole thing exploded, the New Orleans and Cajun thing exploded, he had 1, 2, 3 block long lines to people to get in. He was kind of one of the first for communal tables, besides like Benihana.
Right.
You know, and it was really just unbelievable. I mean, you would sit with total strangers, and then they were doing, it's a Southern thing, like, here, let's share food together. Yeah. You know, and he was just magnificent. He was such a great guy.
When you think about it, and you kind of, you know, embody Chicago when you travel, and you do travel all over the place. People have seen you on a lot of the different, you know, regular shows and all those kind of things around the country. What are the things that people say to you? Because, you know, you are not only a, you know, ambassador for the great cuisine and the stuff that you're doing, people recognize that, but also kind of Chicago in general.
Yeah, there's no other city that's greater than Chicago. It really is the best. I mean, I love New Orleans. It's like my second home. I love New York. I mean, because I just love you could do something there 24/7. If you want to sleep all day, you go get a great meal at 2 o'clock in the morning,
right?
And not just tacos and a hot dog, you know, but I've been really lucky to able to travel later on in my life. Cause you know, I just got a chance to do it and just research different food, but I'm always drawn back to New Orleans in the South, you know, Charleston. I love Charleston.
Has there ever been, you know, as you kind of travel, people look at this in 38 years, it is a testament. Have people said, hey, you know, Jimmy, we should do this. You know, you should have something either at the airport, or we should bring this to Toledo. I mean, have there been any kind of deals that have been
constant, but just a lot of them didn't add up. I mean, the airport's always knocking on our door, and someday we'll probably end up doing that, because I would love to open up a po' boy shop. I mean,
yes,
you know, and I've been saying that for I can't tell you how long, but someday we'll see. And I mean, even we just did in the fall, it was a Nashville Food and Wine, and I was doing a shrimp, Louisiana shrimp, roast beef debris on Parmesan grits, and they're saying, well, you know, what's a northerner know about grits, you know? And all of a sudden,
they've got a really crazy food scene that has really exploded. It's not so far away that you couldn't kind of keep tabs on.
I love
things
that
are going on.
A great city. It's a fun city.
So when
a lot
you
of good chefs too.
You think about this.
Sorry.
Oh, when you get here and you're doing things for this many years, and you've got Mardi Gras as kind of that touchstone for people to kind of get out and make that pilgrimage and celebrate specifically. Let's talk about some of the food. I know you mentioned some of the dates for the events, but the gumbo is, you know, especially at a lot of the events that you go to, whether Chicago Gourmet, people ask for it. You're almost obligated, right, to bring the gumbo, but you got so much more.
If I don't, let's say, late, you know, I've been kind of bring in some other stuff and different etouffees, like, where's the gumbo? So it's like, okay, I got to bring in the gumbo, you know? And one time I brought somebody wanted me to bring a vegetarian gumbo zerbs. And I actually even kept it on. It's been on the menu for the last 2 years. And it's like one of my, believe it or not, vegan dishes, you know? I'm even doing Whole 30 stuff. People ask, can you make me some Whole 30 things? And yeah, I mean, we knock it out of the park. They really love it.
So for some of the specials that people are going to enjoy at the restaurants, like, go into some of the other ones. I know you brought some selections today as well.
Well, some of the new, some of the stuff that we're going to do for Mardi Gras is I'm going to do a kind of a take on an arancini. Or in New Orleans, they have a thing called Calais, and it's basically a rice ball. But it's an Italian arancini, but I'm going to do barbecue shrimp in there, and then make the risotto, basically.
Wow.
And then have a little barbecue shrimp, New Orleans barbecue shrimp sauce, and then the fried cakes, fried balls will be on top of it. So that's going to be one of them. Then I'm going to do a take on a Greek beef stufato, which is basically a beef stew, but I'm going to put orzo pasta in, and I make an etouffee. I call it an orzo fay with that. And then a turtle etouffee, alligator etouffee. So it's fun.
Are there any of those kind of strange meats that are, you mentioned sort of the palate of the world heating up a little bit, being more tolerant and actually going after some of the hotter foods, but on some of those kind of exotic, but also kind of really Cajun centric type meats, are people open to that stuff?
Oh yeah. So much, there's so much. And they, you know what the best thing is? They trust me for being around for this long. And, but even from the beginning, my customers trusted me. Whatever I put down, whatever I give them, they all take, always.
Oh, man.
Alligator's fishy chicken, you know.
Well, that's what they say, right? It's everything tastes like chicken. So as it comes to the restaurant, you know, you've got so many different things going on. Of course, you know, Purple Pig and a lot of different interests, and you're drawn in a bunch of different ways, even on the media side and the travel. You mentioned some of that. So as we get into the whole Mardi Gras thing, you know, where are you at? Do you try to spend as much time in the restaurant? People, oh, no, you always see those pictures on social media.
I will be there. I mean, you know, I'm there just about every day. There's one or two I might miss, but actually next Saturday, believe it or not, I am going to a childhood friend's daughter's wedding, which I can't miss. I was almost going to miss.
Now, do they ask for something like that? It is a friend, and it is an event. Do they still ask you, like, hey, did you bring any gumbo?
No, of course not.
They wouldn't do that.
But I was like, I told my wife, I said, you know what, I'm going to go to the church, but I can't go to the, I said, it's our weekend, you know, and I said, no, I can't do it. So I'm a big proponent of family first, and I try to bring that to all our people that work for us, and that's why it's a very family atmosphere.
Yeah, it is. You know, you cannot be a success like that alone. Certainly, you're the face of so much of what happens, and a great ambassador for it. But we know that whole family that you've got that has been working with you in the restaurants. They always talk about it throughout the course of time, and so we want to get the website for Heaven on 7. People get out there, maybe look online to see some of the selections, some of those dates when special things are happening. Get out right. and see you.
Right, and you know, Mardi Gras weekend, which is next week, we're kind of combining. It's a Valentine's weekend and Mardi Gras weekend together. So if you were planning on doing Valentine's Day, but before, we'll have music. It's going to be a great time because we have a lot of people. Whenever Valentine's Day is, a lot of people come the weekend before, and so this is just perfect for them. So it's a combination.
Keep it spicy. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back before we send the news. We're going to find out what Jimmy is doing for the Super Bowl as well. It's On the Road with Dane here on 720 WGN.
We live in a world oversaturated with talk, talk, talk. But what about doing? If you're already an active volunteer, good on ya! But if you're at the point where you're thinking about volunteering, you want to do a little bit more in this world, oh, have we got the show for you. We're talking philanthropy, volunteerism, and nonprofits. This week on the Saturday Night Special.
Amy Goof and the Saturday Night Special. Tonight at 7 on 720 WGN.
720 WGN on the road with Dane. Before we send his news, want to make sure to mention that we'll have Rutledge Wood on from NBC there up at the Super Bowl. And you know him from Southern Hungary on the Food Network as well, plus all the NASCAR stuff. And we'll be talking some football as well. But before that, before we go to the news, we've got Chef Jimmy Banos in. We heard about all the stuff going on for Mardi Gras coming up at Heaven on 7:38. Great years. But tomorrow is Super Bowl Sunday. What do you do? Do you kind of mix it up? Do you have like regular food? You got a nacho platter? What do you do?
When I was always hosting, I would always have gumbo for sure. Or that we have a great Texas chili at the restaurant too, but I would always do gumbo. But I'm actually going to one of, where I grew up in the Twin Cities. And you mean you're going to Minnesota? No, it's Berwyn and Cicero, you know. So I'm going to back to one of our friends' bars, and a lot of the guys that we grew up with together all show up. And so I'll usually bring something. I'll either go get Jim's Polish pork chop sandwiches, or Johnny's beef, or Alpine subs, or Fontana's subs, either one of those things. So I always bring a little bit of food for everybody.
So some great selections. And a prediction. Who do you got? Are you pulling for anybody?
New England, man. Brady.
Wow. Okay. Well, I'm sure you've got a lot of people.
He's the luckiest man in the world. Yes. He goes home to Giselle.
I was saying for sure. And just the fact that they win all the time, no matter what. We are going to take a break. Thanks, Jimmy, so much for coming in.
I appreciate it.
Right now, it is 2:30, 720 WGN, on the road with Dane, live here in the Allstate Showcase studio, Michigan Avenue. To my right, we've got Chef Jimmy Banos is in studio with us as well. We're going to talk a little bit of Super Bowl coming up. And there's no better way. Everyone enjoys the Super Bowl. I don't know if it's, you know, how many countries watch it or people all that don't even like football, right? There's still the Super Bowl, the commercials. It's such a big event.
The commercials are the best.
Yeah, well, I mean, sometimes the game is the best, too. I think this one's shaping up to be really good. And a guy who's got his hand on the pulse of so much of it, you know him as one of the hosts of Southern Hungary on the Food Network. We know him and love him for all his work on NBC Sports specifically, but the great stuff he does with NASCAR. And now he is trading his steering wheel and Nomex fire suit for a football helmet, the one and only Rutledge Wood. Rut, welcome to WGN.
Hey, thank you guys so much for having me. I sure appreciate it.
Yeah, well, Rod, first off, it was great hanging out with you in California a couple weeks ago. You got to see sort of your kind of rock,
that was awesome.
Kind of your rock and roll side, but you never stop. And the folks at NBC have kind of tasked you with getting up there and telling some of those fun stories around the Super Bowl. Normally, it's a tropical location, maybe Florida, California, but you're up there in Minnesota. It's cold.
Yeah, it is colder. I can tell you what's really fun is walking into a facility like the Super Bowl with Dale Earnhardt Jr. is really fun because I'm realizing that there are sports fans everywhere you turn. And watching Dale get kind of geeked out about the little things, like we just went on the players' walk by accident, just where they, you know, kind of where you see in the pregame show. We just got to do that walk, and that's really exciting, turns out.
Well, you know, we know that he is a big football fan. So many times he's trying to get the scores for the Redskins games while he was doing the races on Sunday. But so that's a kind of a natural fit. But he got a chance to meet Jim Brown, and I guess he was really geeked out by that.
You know, what's funny is that Dale got invited to this listening party for Justin Timberlake's new album, and he said, "Yeah, it's at this park." And I was like, "Dude, it's at Paisley Park. That's Prince's place. This is a big deal. You have to go." And he's like, "Well, okay. Do you think it's that big of a deal? I'll go." And then we got to meet Jim. He said, what's cool is that Dale's such a fan of so many other kinds of sports. He was so nervous about talking to him and asking him for a picture. And I laugh because we think how many people are nervous about asking Dale Jr. for a picture, and he's doing the same thing to someone else. But it's been an amazing thing. We got to try all sorts of different winter sports up here, and that's what I love about NBC. You know, they love to throw the people that represent all these different sports and get in other sports and try new things. So we went ice fishing, we went snowmobiling, we played a thing called broom ball. Have you ever heard of that one?
Is it like hockey with a broom and a ball?
It's like hockey with a broom and a ball, except it's kind of better. Like, there's no skates.
What?
And so you have shoes with little rubber pads on them. But it is a great time.
You think about this, and we're going to talk a little bit about you, obviously, Rut, and all the stuff that you're doing, because you have this ability to kind of tell some of those stories and share some of those stories. And, you know, the Super Bowl, so many storylines in and of itself, and it's cool to have you kind of there, you know, helping Dale kind of break out of what he's, you know, a huge and massive star in the sports world. And you mentioned that, you know, a lot of people love him and recognize him, but is it the fact that he doesn't necessarily even realize, like, how big he may be to people that aren't even race fans at all?
Oh, I think that's totally true. You know, and I think that's something that it's really fun to witness this kind of change that's happening with him, going from, you know, being in the driver's seat for all these years and being a NASCAR superstar to being somebody that talks about the folks that are behind the wheel. And for him to be here, and then he's going to join us in South Korea for the Winter Olympics, you get to see this great appreciation for someone that has loved sports and culture and just having fun. And he's really getting to experience a lot of these things for the first time. So
right.
It's been an awesome thing to see and be a part of. Even yesterday, I got him to try cheese curds for the first time.
What? Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
Never had cheese curds.
See, that's good that you are not only on the experience side in the sports, but on the food side, you're able to help him, you know, kind of break new ground and break bread with America on so many different cool things. So for NBC and the coverage, everyone is going to be glued to their television. We know the commercials are going to be hilarious. They're going to be funny. They're going to be thought provoking. But what are some of the things we should look out for that you guys are doing that we don't want to miss on Sunday?
Well, I can tell you that we brought some NASCAR friends with us, and Dale and I get to have a little fun with them. We get to hang out with our buddy Dan Patrick. I love Dan, so getting to be a part of this broadcast with him is a huge thing. But Dale and I are both first-timers. We've never been to a Super Bowl.
What?
We've never been a part of it. pregame. Yeah, isn't that crazy? Neither of us have ever been to anything like this. So it's going to be really exciting to be a part of this.
Well, when you get up there, and a lot of people don't necessarily know this. They know about, you know, Prince and the music and certainly the cold and the weather. But, Minneapolis is a pretty good food town, and you've got Andrew Zimmern is up there as well. So what are you guys eating while you're up there?
Oh, we have tried so many different things so far. The Juicy Lucy is an amazing burger. You know, that's the big patty that's stuffed with cheese in the middle. And, our buddy Chico, the great videographer from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, Chico's been sending me some great spots to try and hit. But it's tough because we have these crazy rehearsals and you're out doing all this stuff, so you end up just kind of grabbing things here and there. But to me, what makes it so cool is that the people here in Minnesota are just great. They love it. They embrace this winter, and they put a lot of love into their food and make things that are funky and different. And, it's been amazing. We tried some crazy pancake balls the other night, right before one of the NHL shows. The Hockey Mom brownies are just unreal. It's everywhere up here.
Here's the thing, too, is, well, I'll let the listeners know, we're talking with Rutledge Wood. You know him from NBC Sports, certainly all of his great NASCAR stuff. You also know him as one of the hosts, along with Damaris Phillips for Southern and Hungry on the Food Network. So it's one thing to have kind of break, you know, Dale Jr. in with the cheese curds. That's pretty normal. We've all had those here in Chicago. Of course, if you're in Wisconsin, it's a huge thing, right? But as you guys are going to be going to South Korea, number one, are you going to be filming any episodes of Southern and Hungry? Because South Korea is south of North Korea. Obviously, in the name, I think it gives you artistic license. And then have you kind of eased Dale into some Korean food, or does he already know and like it?
You know what? That's a great question. We have talked about the fact that we definitely have to try and do some karaoke while we're down there. Dale is coming down a few days later than I am. I leave Monday morning right after the Super Bowl. But it feels like a great place to do some Southern and Hungry. Damaris isn't going to make the trip, so we're going to have to wait on that a little bit. But the real thing that we'll have to find out is when I got to Rio for the Summer Olympics in 2016, Top Gear USA that I was on airs twice a day down there. We're going to find out how many Rutledge Wood fans there are once I get there, because if Top Gear airs a bunch, it will be really funny to get to meet some fans there, because I tell you what, there are a bunch in Minnesota.
Wow. Okay, well, you guys, I'm going to let you get back to doing what you're doing, kind of enjoying it. Who's the most famous person you've run into, other than Dale?
Ooh, let's see. Of course, getting to spend time with Tony Dungy has been amazing. I just saw Aaron Rodgers cross the street.
Nice.
He seems well. Danica was not, she was nowhere to be found, okay. But I'm keeping an eye out for her, of course. But it is a star-studded event up here, that's for sure.
Oh, Rutledge, you're doing sort of the Hollywood Reporter thing, the Gossip Column stuff. You've used some specials on the E! Channel maybe coming up a little bit later.
I love it. I'm just happy to be with you guys. So cool. Thanks for having me.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Rutledge. And we'll keep people up to speed with your social media and everything. Enjoy the Super Bowl, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you so much. See you soon.
All right. So we are going to take a quick break. So have you ever been, like, Jimmy, have you ever got a chance to travel to Korea or anything like
no.
that?
Mm-mm.
I mean, is there a country on your kind of food bucket list that you're thinking, hey, you want to go just for the food?
I would love to go to Thailand and Japan.
Do you like sushi? Do you have
and
it?
Vietnam, actually. Love it.
Okay. All right, good. So it's nice to know that, you know, you enjoy a lot of other things, including the cuisine that you're known and loved for. We are going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk a little Valentine's Day. I think we've got Chef Marcus Ford going to be on with us as well. So keep it here on the road with Dane here on 720 WGN. 720 WGN on the road with Dane, live here in the Allstate Showcase Studio on Michigan Avenue. It's that time of year. You wonder what time it is. It's time for love. And you think, hey, love should be a 365, 7 day a week thing. It is. But the day that we focus most on love, what we have, what we cherish, what we don't have but would like to have, is Valentine's Day. And the guy who has his hand on the pulse of so much of it, as well as being one of the preeminent private chefs on this planet or any other, is the one and only Chef Marcus Ford. Marcus, welcome to WGN.
You know, for a moment, I was wondering who you were talking about, but that's me, huh?
It is. And your star shines no brighter than when you are not only giving people great food, you know, incredible ambiance and experience, but also an opportunity for love. And that's happening with your new pop-up.
I am doing the pop-up on Valentine's Day because, you know what? I like a challenge.
Now, why is that a challenge?
You know, there's so many wonderful dining options in Chicago. Chicago, and people don't think about, you know, giving something new a try doing a pop-up for Valentine's Day. But that's why I'm doing it, because I'm going to buck up against tradition. I'm going to rent out a great venue here in Chicago and do something completely different. Instead of going to your favorite restaurant or that hot new place that you've heard about, we're going to, you know, mix it up a little bit.
Well, here's the thing. It's a one-time, once-in-a-lifetime experience. That is what you offer. So you mentioned something different. You want to do something different, something special for that special day, Chef Marcus Ford. If you've ever been to one of his events, it is, you know, you've got the food, you've got, you know, all the entire experience is kind of comes into play and into the thought process. So how are you going to transform this night? You know, you're going to have great, you know, cocktails, food, all sorts of creativity built into the menu, but how are you going to build the romance in?
You know, it's really about the entire package. So when you pay for the entrance, it's not only a beautiful four-course dinner with your choice of entree. It's not only a wine tasting that's included. I'll pick a red, a white, and a sparkling just to set the mood, but it's also the ambiance. So I'm teaming up with a local event designer who's going to come in and help set the mood with the lighting, with the color scheme, the linens and such, all the floral, and we're going to knock it out of the park this year.
How can people get involved? How can people get a seat at this amazing dinner and get involved and be there and experience it with you?
That's the easy part. So it's all on my website, elevechicago.com, E-L-E-V-E-R, chicago.com. Click on events, and you'll see the layout right there. Of course, we're going to put a link up on your WGN site to make it even easier for people. And there are a couple of options. So there's three different seating, 6 o'clock, 7:30, and 9 o'clock, so depending on what time you're available. And I don't want to mislead people. People think that means you have to be in and out in 90 minutes. That is not the case at all. I want you to give yourself at least 2 hours to enjoy the dining experience. There'll be a full bar if you wish to partake. I don't include hard liquor in the cost because some people don't drink. So, but it's there for those who need to be more socially lubricated for the evening.
Well, you know, you want to get yourself into the mood to really enjoy it. It's going to be an amazing experience with the food. You've got the wine. You're going to have that setting, the ambiance, as we said, and the decor. Now, here's the thing, too. Higher purpose. You think there is no higher purpose than love. We've all been taught that. Well, maybe education. There's a bunch of world peace. That could be there, too. But also, you've got a great
world peace, yes.
You've got a great cause built into this as well.
Well, I mean, the evening, I'm really focusing on love, not necessarily romance. And there's two things that fall behind that. Number one, I'm doing communal style tables. So if you don't have a date, still come on down. You're going to be sitting at tables of 6, tables of 8, tables of 10. People have celebrated their birthdays at my pop-ups before. People have made it a family event with, you know, parents and grandparents and such. But in a way to give back to Chicagoland, the town I love so much, I'm donating a portion of ticket sales to One Hope United, which is a local charity. They have offices in Illinois, Wisconsin, I think Missouri and Florida. And what they really do is they work with children. They work to care for children, ensure they have a safe, loving environment to grow up in. So they have over 700 professionals.
Wow.
In those four states that look after children and their families. So it's a way of giving back to those who really deserve it.
Yeah, One Hope United, some extra support for families in challenged areas, situations, after-school programs, tutoring, a lot of ways that they fill the gaps and help people get to where they need to be. Well, where people need to be on Valentine's Day is with Chef Marcus Ford. So, Marcus, last time, give us the cost, give us the website, and we'll have, of course, those links up at WGNRadio.com as well.
Well, the great thing is I'm actually going to do a special just for WGN listeners. I was going to make it, you know, for an hour, so I'm going to do it for a full 24 hours because, you know, I like to make things as easy as possible. So there are two tickets available. There is the general admission, which is a four-course dinner and wine tasting. That's $125 per person. You're sat at a communal table. Then there's a VIP ticket, which is $500 per couple. You're at a private table. And that includes full wine service, that includes a bottle of champagne, a 6-course upgraded dinner with the caviar amuse to get you started, to get you in the mood. Did I mention I'm doing all aphrodisiac ingredients?
No.
I'll get to that in just a moment.
Okay.
I'll get to that in a moment. But for WGN listeners, it's going to be on my site for a full 24 hours. It's going to be for a party of 6. So we're going to emphasize community. We're going to emphasize relationships. And that's why I'm giving people a full day, because you might have to call a few people to see who's interested. WGN listeners who purchase 6 tickets at the general admission price will be upgraded to VIP. So that is a 50% discount. That is a $1,500 value for a party of six. We're going to give them 50% off and treat them to the entire VIP experience.
Well, okay, so
you just click on VIP, WGN special, and it'll be all laid out for you. Another great thing about that package is you don't have to pre-select your entree. You'll have additional entree selections to choose from once you arrive.
A little bit of action packed going on there with what is going to be an amazing event. One more time, Marcus, on the website, people get all that information, get in and be at the table with you on Valentine's Day.
That is Elever Chicago, www.elevechicago.com. Click on events, or to make it easy, we'll just put on the WGN radio site.
All right. Thanks, Marcus. Continued support for all you do, and excited to have some of our listeners join you on Valentine's Day. Thanks, man.
Dane, I can't wait to see you. Thanks so much.
720 WGN on the road with Dane live here in the Allstate Showcase studio on Michigan Avenue on the eve. Is it Super Bowl Eve? And people are excited about it, and people are kind of planning for all the commercials. You know, the Super Bowl commercials used to be, I don't say the big deal, they're still a very big deal, but it used to be you could only see them, you know, while you were watching the Super Bowl. And there was a time, Camille, and I'm sure you don't remember this, when if you missed them, then you missed them because you couldn't necessarily or easily just record. It's a long time ago.
That's
but,
true.
But some of those very famous Super Bowl commercials, you couldn't, you know, if you missed them, and then you'd have to go, and you couldn't go online. There was no YouTube and all that kind of stuff.
All the ones that they have airing tomorrow are already up on YouTube. Well, like there's some Doritos ones that I watch that are like Super Bowl commercial, and I'm like, oh. That spoiled it.
At least about like 80% of them. And I know it's only a matter of time with the expansion of the company as the is Chicago's original Italian beef spreads, not only throughout Chicagoland, new locations heading out of state now, but also soon to be, you know, world domination. They are going to have a Super Bowl commercial. John Gill is on the line with us. He can maybe give us some inside track on the one he's working on. John, welcome to WGN.
How's it going, Tim? Good afternoon.
Good. So are you guys in the research and development, the laboratory there, in the marketing headquarters kind of planning out a future Super Bowl commercial for Bona?
You know, I've not started working on the Super Bowl commercial yet. You know, we're still kind of a Chicago brand, so we're working on the commercials that'll be on the Cubs and Sox broadcast this summer.
Oh, of course. So. Yes, you got to do a little home cooking. Of course, the official before Wrigley Field for the Chicago Cubs and the Chicago White Sox as well. You've got the town when it comes to baseball blanketed. And I know we're going to be taking the Beefs on the road when it comes to spring training as well. But tomorrow is, you know, an amazing sports holiday. The food is just as big a part almost as the game, right? You never know. You got the commercials, but everyone loves the food. And you guys at Bona are working out some great ways for people to enjoy their favorite beef and enjoy the Super Bowl at the same time.
Absolutely. You know, Super Bowl, Dane, is different than some other, you know, it is kind of a holiday, right? But it's different than the others where on Super Bowl Sunday, everybody kind of brings a little bit. So, you know, somebody might bring their favorite dip or somebody might bring something else, but every party could always use some Italian beef, right?
Well, of course. I think that goes without saying. So let's talk about it because you've made it not only easy, and Chris, the locations, I don't know if there's 20, 21 locations now? I know that they're all over
the place. There's 21 now, Dane, and we've got a couple more opening up in the next couple months.
Yeah, so there's a lot of places to go for people to do. But now you've worked with, on the cutting edge, DoorDash, right? And here's the little auto connect there. Is some bona fide rides are going to be heading to people's places with the beef and delivering it to them.
Yeah, we've been doing it all month, partnering with DoorDash. You know, our restaurant food obviously is extremely popular. Our Italian beef, our Italian sausage, our pizzas and stuff. But what we've done is we've partnered with DoorDash, so any of our restaurant menu items could be delivered to your house. That's been going on all month, but certainly you know, tonight with the snow coming, or tomorrow with the Super Bowl, you can go ahead and order yourself a few beef sandwiches or and fries or something, have it delivered to your house.
Enjoy the Super Bowl with Bona Beef. She's definitely do that. Bona.com is the website for all the different locations. And of course, a little bit later on in the program, we're going to be announcing our bona fide ride of the show. And people at 312-981-7200 are texting in or calling in with their first car, their favorite car, or their dream car. And we'll announce that at the end of the program for the bona fide ride. John, as we let you go, as I know you are planning your Super Bowl celebration, you're hanging up kind of the streamers and deciding whether you should wear your Eagles jersey or your Tom Brady Patriots jersey. What was your first car? Did we ever find that out?
You know, my first car was actually a 1974 Austin Marina.
What?
Now, the 1974 Awesome Arena. It was made by the same company that made the MG.
So it had
an MG motor. It was a little four door sedan. It was about the size of a Corolla, and it was not the greatest ride ever, but it was my first ride.
Yeah, well, Austin Healey's, those were actually pretty cool. Okay, so newfound respect for John Gill's fun side. And so, John, we'll let you go. We're going to get back to, we got to send it to news right now, but to encourage everybody to get out to Bona.com and enjoy the Super Bowl with some great beef.
All right, great. Thanks a lot, Dane. Enjoy the Super Bowl.
720 WGN on the road with Dane live here, Allstate Showcase Studio, Michigan Avenue on Super Bowl Eve. And getting an opportunity, want to let people know we're going to have Kevin Harvick on from the Super Bowl a little bit later on in the program. We already talked with Rutledge Wood from NBC. You know him from all of his great NASCAR work and everything as well. So it was pretty great to talk with him too. And that was exciting. He's kind of doing some of the delicacies of the world of Minnesota, right? And I can't believe Dale Jr. has never had a cheese curd. So I think that was kind of pretty good as well. I want to let people know and get people over to IBBQA.org/events for Winter Smoke 2018. Winter Smoke 2018. It is coming up on the 17th of February over there at Bub City and Joe's in Rosemont. It is going to be, you know, you're going to have some of the stars of the barbecue world are going to be there. You're going to have famous Dave Anderson. You're going to have Sweet Baby Ray, Dave Raymond, Ray Lampy, Dr. Barbecue will be there. Lily's Q, Barry from Smoke is going to be there. And I will be there as well. We're going to have a blast. It is on Saturday the 17th, and it is 2 till 5, so middle of the day. You can do this, have some great breakfast, and then do this, then go have some dinner or whatever you want. Or maybe if you're like Carl, the Mad Cuban Ruiz, you have some bourbon in one hand, maybe a beer in the other, but always a good time. And excited and honored to have a big WGN welcome for, you know him and love him from Opie Radio days as Carl the Cuban. He's the Mad Cuban. He's never mad though. He's always in a great mood. And Triple G, he is a champion. He is a judge, and you see him on Food Network all the time. Carl, welcome to WGN.
How are you? What's going on?
Well, what do you mean, what's going on? We're doing a radio show, a little tiny radio show here on WGN. We're kind of highlighting some of the cool things that are happening as we get into the Super Bowl. But as always, or at least as often, you are in the epicenter of it all. What's it like in Minnesota up there in the middle of the Super Bowl stuff?
Well, right now I'm with Rocco DiSpirito and Guy Fieri, and we're at a Wheels Up, it's a private airline party. And Jennifer Lopez just walked by me.
Are you serious?
I swear, I started screaming like a little girl. J-Lo! It was awesome.
No, I have to clarify, Carl, because, you know, if I look through the phone book, there are probably a number of people that could be named Jennifer Lopez, probably quite a few. Is this the one that we know about, you know, or the famous one?
This is Jennifer Lopez. I mean, if you ever want to know what a $1 million bill looks like walking by you,
oh wow,
Jennifer Lopez, unbelievable.
We love her. Okay, so here's the thing too, and the Super Bowl is one of those kind of crazy, unique events, right? That even though it is a football game, it pulls in people from all kind of walks of fame, right, and notoriety. So who's the craziest person that you've run into? J Lo, that's pretty crazy. But other than that, who else have you met?
J Lo, Jason Edelman. I met David Winfield, my favorite Yankee, number 31.
Nice.
Dave
Winfield.
David Winfield. He is ginormous.
Yep.
It's unbelievable. Just the mixture of people here. I would say 70% of the people don't know one rule about football.
Well, it's not quite. I was joking with Aaron May when we were all together a couple of weeks ago about, like, because, you know, you do the big VIP tailgate for Bullseye. It's, if you hear this and you have an event and they're doing one of these, you got to duck in, get in on this, because it is an amazing way to experience that event. But for the Kentucky Derby, you know, it's all party and almost no sporting event. There's a lot of, but the football game is big, you know.
Well, there's mega athletes here. You know, it's the who's who of baseball, football, hockey. I mean, the Super Bowl, you could say whatever you want about football, but there's nothing like the Super Bowl. It's unbelievable. There's something to do every minute of the day.
Well, we had Rutledge Wood on a little bit earlier, and he was talking a little about some of the, you know, having Dale Jr. up there. That's, I think, exciting. He said he saw Aaron Rodgers. And without Danica Patrick, but if you meet up with an Aaron Rodgers, of course, here in Chicago, we know him as the nemesis, right? The quarterback for the Green Bay Packers. Would you ask him? Would you just start the conversation with the, hey, where's Danica?
I would love to. Why not?
We know, and people who are fans of you and all the social media you do know that you're a huge sports fan, a huge football fan. I don't know that you're the biggest Tom Brady fan. Who are you rooting for? Do you have, is it kind of the underdog thing? Is it maybe the lure of the cheesesteak that is making you lean towards the Eagles? Or because, but New England, right? You've got some Patriot stuff not too far from New Jersey where you live. Did we lose Carl? We've lost him. All right, Carl, give a call back if you can.
I can hear you. I can hear you.
Oh, good. There he is. All right. So who are you rooting for in the game?
I got to tell you. I came, last week I was thinking Eagles, you know, because I love the food in Philly. And basically everything I do is based on food.
Yes.
I'm rooting for Tom Brady. I really am, because he's old, like me. And for an old guy to win a Super Bowl is more important to me as an old guy than anything else.
Dude.
I mean, 40 years old doing what he's doing. I mean, I want him to win. I'm not going to tell anyone except you. You know what I mean? Right. But let me tell you another thing. Whoever I root for, the opposite person wins. So
that's nice.
I have the luck of a garbage fire.
Oh, you know my. What
I
mean?
So I think Philly's going to take it.
Carl, you know that Tom Brady, he's living off like kale and quinoa, and he's got Giselle. He does not, regardless of what his age on his driver's license, he does not fit into that category of the aged veteran trying to go out with one more, you know, like an old Joe Namath with the knee braces on. This is, you know, he's still a lot younger than we are, even though.
Did you say quinoa?
I'm just saying he's very healthy.
He eats quinoa?
Of course.
I didn't know he eats quinoa. I'm sure. Okay, I don't like him anymore.
I'm sure.
All right, I'm going for the Eagles.
All right. Okay. So all the good people, all the underdogs. Last question, and this is something that we wanted to ask you for a long time. Food is obviously, you know, one of the most important things to you. Marie's Deli, all the stuff that you're doing on the Food Network, sure. But it doesn't define you. Obviously, bourbon is something that's important. Watches, but also cars. What is Carl Ruiz? What is your first car? We've got now, for those people that need to know, Rutledge Wood, it was I think a Subaru Brat was his first car. For Guy Fieri, our mutual friend, it was I think a Datsun 280ZX was his first car. What was your first car?
My first car was a 1974 Porsche 914 2-liter.
Those were what color was it?
It was white. It was Carrera white. With black leather. Well, not black leather. Black hot sticky vinyl.
Did it have like the Targa tops? That was a pretty cool car.
It had the Targa. The Targa went in the trunk. It was a mid-engine, sweet handling car. Probably to this day, one of the best handling cars I've ever owned.
I always wanted one. I had a Triumph Spitfire. I never had the 914. I kind of always, because, you know, it was attainable. Even as a kid with no money, you could save up and find your.
$5,000. I paid $5,000 in 1989 for a California black plate with 61,000 miles. It was an amazing car. It is an amazing car.
You know, there are a lot of fans and listeners of On the Road here that are hearing that are thinking to themselves that a lot of people love those little cars, and Porsche made a really great one too. I wish I would have had one of those. All right, Carl, what are you going to do tonight? What are you going to do tomorrow before we let you go? We want to live vicariously through you as always.
Tonight, I'm going to this place. I forgot the name. Someone told me they have the best pierogies. I'm going to go there, and then funny. I'm going to go try three places that make Juicy Lucy hamburgers. So this area is famous for Juicy Lucy, which is a hamburger with cheese melted inside of it.
Right.
I'm going to eat for the next 4 hours.
I forgot you are in Minnesota, so you've got Andrew Zimmern kind of doing the whole Pied Piper thing. He's got a flute and leading you around to all the top spots, right?
Oh, I was with Zimmer last night. He threw the best party. It was unbelievable. I go to the bar, and I'm like, I need a bottle of Jägermeister. And the guy goes, what? I go, Jägermeister, I'm here with Andrew Zimmer and Guy Fieri. He goes, I don't care who you're with. It's $300. I was like, okay, I can do that.
Oh, Carl, you're a big spender. Jägermeister. Well, Jägermeister, when you get to Chicago, we got to have you in. We got to have you in studio. Jägermeister, I got to tell you, as many parking is expensive in Chicago, but we can do a lot better than $300 for the bottle of that. But let the listeners know how they can follow you on social media. It is worth the trip, people, I tell you. Follow him on Facebook, Instagram. Carl, how can they do it?
if you want to follow me getting completely out of control at the Super Bowl, follow me at Sabor Chef, S-A-B-O-R Chef on Instagram. And I respond to everything. I'm very petty. So go ahead and follow me.
All right. We love you, man. We're going to let you get back to the fun. Give our best, of course, to Guy, and we'll talk to you soon.
You got it, man. Thank you for calling me, man. I appreciate it.
All right. Thanks. That's Carl Reese. You can hear Guy's Grocery Games. You ever watched it on the Food Network? It's on a lot of times on the weekend. He is one of the kind of chefs in residence on the judge side. He has won it. And he is just an absolute blast. What a great guy. And a big car fan, too. He's always borrowing kind of Ferraris and Lamborghinis and driving them around, a lot of the muscle cars as well. So we are going to take a break. When we come back, we are going to have Kevin Harvick is going to be joining us from the Super Bowl as well. So another NASCAR star who is up there enjoying some of the kind of pre-action for the football game. So keep it here. It's On the Road with Dane here on 720 WGN. 720 WGN, On the Road with Dane, live here in the Allstate Showcase Studio on Michigan Avenue in Chicago. On the line with this honor to have a Cup Series champion, Daytona 500 champion, driver of the number 4 Busch Beer Ford for Stewart Haas Racing. But this weekend, the longtime 49ers fan and season ticket holder for his beloved Carolina Panthers is just like the rest of us, NFL football fan enjoying the Super Bowl. Kevin Harvick, welcome to WGN.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
So here's the thing. The Super Bowl is one of those, and Daytona 500 is one of those events in American sports culture as well, where you can go to. It is a football game, but obviously you'll see people from all walks of notoriety, you know, actors, athletes, musicians, every single sport. What's it like for you being a huge sports fan, being able to bump into so many cool people?
Yeah, well, you know, it's one of those things, whether you're at the Daytona 500 or at the Super Bowl, they're very similar in the types of events that they are, just for the fact that, like you say, everybody wants to go to the events, and it's not necessarily about the game or the race. It's more about the events than it is anything else. So it's fun to see, especially when you're at the racetrack, to see different people from different parts of the world and different arenas of sports come to your event, and it's always fun to go to their events as well. So it's definitely unique as to who you're going to see each year.
Well, you hit on it. For all of us that can't be there, and that's 99% of the population, we live vicariously through you, through the commercials, through the Super Bowl commercials, and you know that you've reached the pinnacle of stardom in whatever walk of life you have when you've made it into a Super Bowl commercial. So congratulations on that. So let's talk a little bit about how Busch Beer, this is one of those exciting things. They do so many cool stuff, and the commercials, we love it. Our Mobile One folks, when you were a tiny little guy, you know, where you're tiny Kevin Harvick telling people they only need to change their oil. It's awesome. And then, of course, the Busch Beer ones are legendary. So talk a little bit about how Busch is going to bring 500 people to the Daytona 500 this year.
Yeah, like you say, we're fortunate to have great partners that sponsor our car, that activate the programs. And I'm still going to be, you know, tiny Kevin again this year with Mobile One.
Nice.
But, you know, for the Daytona 500, Busch Beer is bringing in basically 500. They're bringing in 500 fans that have entered through the contest of the golden checkered flag cans that they found in packs of beer and entered through the social media sites or on Busch.com and are basically going to get a VIP trip to the Daytona 500. And when I say VIP trip, I mean airfare paid for, hotel rooms, and everything you could imagine at the racetrack. So it's fun to see Busch activate like they have and be so involved in our sport. And involving the fans in that as well is something that they're taking to a new level this year.
It's going to be exciting. For those fans out there, listeners, get in on that. Enter that contest and get down there. There is no event. Oh, there's a lot of them around the country. Races are all over the place, and they're wonderful. But to go to, it's got to be a bucket list for so many people, not only the Super Bowl, but the Daytona 500. So get on that with Busch Beer. So as a fan of sports in general, of course, Carolina Panthers, such a big part of their team as far as the fan base, the support, the community. But football-wise, everybody, I don't care what team you're pulling for, loves the Super Bowl. Do you have a team you're pulling for? I mean, you've got Tom Brady, he wins all the time. He could certainly use to take a year off from winning. And you've got the Eagles, so many great fans there. What do you think?
Yeah, well, I'll be honest with you. Like you say, we've been obviously, season ticket holders for the Panthers and have paid attention to the progression of the season. So, you know, obviously with wins going down and I had pretty much written the Eagles off, but obviously they have a way better team than I thought from top to bottom. And so, you know, I think, honestly, I think that the Eagles have a better team. But it's going to be hard to beat the experience of Tom Brady and Bill Belichick and all the cast of characters that they have. So it'll be an interesting game. Just a matter of how, in my opinion, how the Eagles react at the moment. And that's why we all watch, right?
Yeah. Oh, I think so. But I think at halftime, the Eagles, in order to secure a victory, have to be up 75-0 in order. We saw what
happened. Yeah, ask the Falcons, right?
Right. We saw what happened last year. All right. When it comes to winning a championship, this is your, I can feel it. So many of our fans here on the show, you've got so many, can feel it as well. And for this season, last year, the way that it ended with the, stage racing and the points and that whole big finale was just nonstop excitement. I know it didn't turn out exactly the way that you hoped, but talk about the excitement for this year coming up. I mean so many people are looking forward to the 500.
Absolutely. And as you know, you kick it off February 18th at the Daytona 500, that's just the start of the journey. Obviously we start with our biggest race and that leads us into the season that concludes in Homestead, Miami. But for us, we had a big transition last year of changing over to Ford, and I think it really shows the strength of our race team and the things that they've done in that transition and putting ourselves back in the championship for there to battle for another championship. So they've done Stewart Haas Racing has done a great job over the past 4 years, and our team has been fortunate to be a part of that progression, I guess you could say, and been in position with two different manufacturers, and hopefully as we lead into this season with a little less change, basically cutting the bodies off of every car and reestablishing everything in your company from basically top to bottom. Hopefully we'll have a little bit better start to the season and we can go from there. So, but for Stewart Haas in general, obviously getting Kurt off to win the Daytona 500 last year and then ending with a chance to win a championship, I would categorize that as a great season and a great way to kick off our relationship with Ford.
Yeah, it is going to be a nonstop excitement. Of course, racing doesn't define you. You've got KHI management. Now, at an event like this where you're running into all these different celebrities and you represent all sorts of different people in entertainment and UFC fighting and different sports and things like that, are you kind of recruiting, some new people coming up saying, Kevin, we love your racing, but let's talk about the management side?
Well, the management side of things is definitely interesting and the management side of things has always been built off of networking with people and relationships and out being a part of what's going on. Obviously, all our guys are at the Waste Management Open this week on the PGA side of things and working on fostering those relationships and watching James Hahn and what he does for the weekend. He's been off to a great start to the season on the PGA side of things. So we're always looking to grow and expand the one unique thing that we've done is try not to do too much. We always feel like the right opportunities just happen and you never know who you're going to bump into. So having great relationships is a great part of business and we try to continue to grow those and make them better, and you never know where those things will go.
Yep, you never know what's going to happen. Hopefully something will happen. Excitement's going to happen for the Super Bowl, and then we're all looking forward to 500 people going to the Daytona 500 with you and Busch Beer coming up a little bit later on as we get towards that. So, Kevin, I'm going to let you get back to bumping into other famous people and kind of gearing up for the Super Bowl. And thanks so much for jumping on WGN today.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
720 WGN on the road. Live here, Allstate Showcase Studio on Michigan Avenue. Alexander Rossi. Hey, you know what? We've seen a lot of stuff on social media coming up for the Indianapolis 500. Of course, Daytona is coming up. It's just right around the corner, talking to a bunch of people. We'll have even more next week. We are going to have, I think we're going to have Mike Joy from Fox. He, of course, does a lot with the NASCAR Hall of Fame as they gear up. And he's also with Barrett Jackson, and he is a legend when it comes to the world of calling and commentating on motorsports and racing. And I think we're going to have Daryl Waltrip as well. So Daryl Waltrip is, for those people that don't know, of course, he's DW, longtime NASCAR champion and personality, a really super fun guy and great guy to have on the show again. So excited for that. Plus Danica Patrick coming up. We've got some of her books we are going to give away as well. So we'll do one of those probably next week. We might be able to do one today. But Camille, you've got, so here's the thing, bona fide ride of the show, and they are coming in 312-981-7200. You can call in, you can leave it with Camille, and she will definitely write it down and share it. We'll share them before the end of the program. You can text them in, and you can add a picture if you want. It's your first car, your favorite car, or your dream car, and there is no And there's no right or wrong answer, and they just get all thrown into a hat. We pick one out randomly and give that to the winner for a $25 gift card from Bone & Beef. But because it is auto show season, Camille, what else have we got for our winner this week?
We got a pair of tickets to the auto show.
Right. All expenses paid. I mean, it's not quite, you know, all expenses paid, the Daytona 500, but the auto show is a lot. I mean, it's a lot of fun, a lot of interactive stuff, a lot of demos, a lot of swag. You can go get some stress balls and nail files with all your favorite makes and models listed on them. And so, Camille, when was the last time that you've been to the auto show?
Senior year of high school?
Was it like a class project or something?
No, with my dad.
It was like a ditch day?
Yeah. No. I went with my dad on like a weekend, and I took a bunch of pictures of the cars, and it was fun. So hopefully Chevy will be able to hook us up, or one of our listeners up, with those tickets.
Yeah. Oh, they're going to.
Gotta thank them.
No, we don't. There's no hoping. This is going to happen. I don't want to put any suspense in there.
Well, so then they will.
We're gonna pick a winner before the end of the program. We're going to have, I know we've got some extra packs as well. So we have two tickets. So you're going to get the $25 gift card for Bone & Beef. You're also going to get two tickets to the auto show coming up. And I know we're going to do a little thing with Bone & Beef for the auto show as well, a bona fide ride of the show as well. So we'll be on site. I think Steph and I, along with Andrea Darlis, we're going to go and film some videos, some from your favorite cars. So if
that'll
you've got, yeah, if you've got cars you want us to kind of highlight, get some more information on, you can email us at ontheroadwithdane@gmail.com, or you can text it in with some of the stuff that we're doing now. So when we come back from this break, we're going to have Amanda Puck on. Have you heard of her before, Camille? The answer is yes. You're always supposed to say yes, because she's incredibly famous.
Mariano.
She is a mover shaker when it comes to the food world, does so many things, and we all think we know what we're doing as far as our Super Bowl spread, but she's got a lot of the things that you can get from Mariano's Market. Do you like Mariano's? And the answer, of course, Camille, is?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There's one walking distance from my house.
They just built one in Lombard, which is not far from where we live, and you love it because you walk in, there's a guy playing piano.
Yep, it's classy.
You can go in there, and you can get some ribs, and very economical and good ribs. They've also got some brisket. The barbecue is not bad. It's pretty great over there at Mariano's. So it's got all the kind of things, the accoutrements that you'd like from a luxury grocery store, but the prices are pretty good. You know, it's not crazy. So we're going to hear from Amanda when we come back from this break and talk about the Super Bowl and Mariano's Market. So stay tuned for that. Plus, send it in 312-981-7200, your first car, favorite car, dream car. And we're going to give away those tickets to the auto show plus the gift card as well. On the Road with Dane here on 720 WGN. 720 WGN on the road, live here, Allstate Showcase Studio on Michigan Avenue. At least it's not snowing. There is no snow on the ground. Global warming is working for us a little bit. Of course, it's not warm, but at least we don't have those same winters. Man, I remember as a kid, it would snow in November. It would be snow on the ground until March, and you just had to kind of deal with it. Camille, do you remember any of those days? No, you don't.
Oh, we had a few snow days. Oh,
okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, there are no snow days when it comes to Super Bowl. The people in the NFL and the world of just general fun have thoughtfully put it on a Sunday when typically a lot of people have the day off from work and they're able to kind of kick back and enjoy in the game, although it is exciting to watch Tom Brady go for his umpteenth championship, beating everybody in every conceivable way, but maybe not this year. Who knows? And then, of course, you have the commercials. People love the commercials and, you know, kind of talk about those at the water cooler. Do we even do that anymore? The whole water cooler kind of stand around. There's no copy machine, is there? We do have a copy machine. I'm trying to think, man, this is the future. But the food has gotten to be the big part of the Super Bowl. Everybody loves the Super Bowl. Everybody loves the food. You're going to want to get out there and enjoy it, whether it's beverages, whether it's food, whether it's snacks. You're going to want to have that spread. And the people over at Mariano's have it on lockdown, and they have everything you need. And you can get out there today or maybe even tomorrow, right, and get it all together. On the line with us is as an ambassador, she's carrying the torch for the great Mariano's, and she is a mover shaker on her own. You know her from Emmy-winning days on Check Please, of course, as that, and from Spago Restaurant Group, and all the stuff that she's done representing great bands and brands in the food and hospitality world. Amanda Puck, welcome to WGN.
I am so excited. Thank you, Dane.
Yeah, no, I'm excited too. It's great to have you on. We all think we have it figured out, but we need a little guidance from people in the know, somebody like you that always has everything going great. And it's cool to hear Mariano's getting involved to support us.
Oh, well, yeah, we're happy to do what we can, and we're really excited for the game day tomorrow.
Yep. Okay, so let's think about this. For you, in and around, you know, the world of food, fine dining, fun, always fun, a lot of the stuff that you do, you know, on social media, the videos, and of course, the television is always kind of geared around fun. You want your food to be fun, too. So what does an Amanda Puck do for the big game?
Well, I have to say, out of all the holidays, I'm not the biggest sports fan, but I will say the Super Bowl is one of my favorite food holidays because it's the most fun and approachable. It doesn't have to be serious. You know, you're not sitting down to a meal, but it's the best snacks and the best, you know, themes. I always love to go with a theme. What do you think about that, Dane?
Well,
make it really easy.
Yeah, I mean, the theme. See, here's the thing. So you want to make it a little bit portable, right? Because typically people aren't always just kind of sitting while they're staring at the television. People are getting up.
Right.
Having some conversations, maybe moving into the kitchen, maybe into the, if you got a rec room situation, depending on what it is. So mobility with the food is usually pretty good.
Mobility, easy to eat, really big on flavor, really pairing well with different beverages. This year, I'm excited. I want to do a wing bar. We have great wings at Mariano's. We can either, you know, I can either make them myself. You know, we have great, you know, wings that I could season, but we have great, hot bar that we could just, I can grab buckets of wings and then set up my own sauces, dips, and just make it really easy for people. And it's, you know, a big wing party.
Now, are there any kind of new flavors out there in the world of wings we've been accustomed to and are good friends with the buffalo wing, but some places are doing some different things on the spices. Do you guys have, you know, at Mariano's, there a variety of styles of wings?
You know, we keep it simple and real. We have buffalo, we have barbecue, and that's what the ones our customers love the most. We do fried wings, but we also do baked wings. A lot of our customers are actually gravitating more towards the baked, which goes really well with different, you know, I like to set up, you know, the wings on platters, but then have like 5 to 10 different sauces and dips. So you're giving people a lot of variety. But at the stores, we keep it simple with those two great flavors.
Now, do you do like, you know, chips, you know, like your nacho thing, or even just like a big bowl of Doritos? Of course, Mary, you know, they have all of those things. But do you do personally just some of the chip kind of things, the normal kind of stuff on the snack side?
I'm a guacamole addict. I love guacamole. I love to make it, but we also make it to order in the store. So you can come in to most of our stores. And if you don't like, you know, a lot of jalapeno or you want easy cilantro, they can actually make it, you know, to order for you, very custom. I actually had some today. I'm already like getting, you know, my game on with guacamole. And we also fry chips in house. So it's a great way just to come on in and you're getting like really fresh ingredients. No one will ever know I didn't make the guacamole if I didn't tell them. And it's the same thing for our customers. So sometimes it's just easy to do it that way.
Well, you know, come on. If you've got a little bit of help from the people in the know at Mariano's, you don't have to worry about it. Man, I got to tell you, I have, I'm so excited about Mariano's. And I know it sounds crazy, people out there, you know, you got the jewels and all that kind of stuff. But I remember I did an interview on a radio remote in Long Grove, Illinois. And I think it was 2010 with Bob Mariano. And he was talking about this crazy new store that he was dreaming up and things are, you know, it's a grocery store, right? How exciting could it be? But when you get in there, and I think we've got a lot of people that agree, I mean, it has like so many, it has all the stuff that you would want from some of these stores that are more highly priced, you know, like a Whole Foods or something. It's got everything of that. But you guys have been so thoughtful on not only to have things prepared there, there's a sushi bar, you have the coffee bars, there's a barbecue station, like a whole barbecue pitmaster station there, and you can get the food and you can eat the food there. You could probably watch the Super Bowl at Mariano's,
right,
if you wanted.
You can. Yes, you would. Yes, you would be able to.
I mean, so.
And that was really Bob's vision when, you know, 2010, Dane, was the year that we opened. And it really was Bob's vision to really reinvent the experience. And it became a one stop. You know, you could run in and grab your groceries, but then you could also grab sushi for dinner and really make it a destination. And that's one thing that he always led us to, really be innovative. And, you know, how can we make things easier for our customers? More flavorful for our customers. And, you know, we offer sushi. Now we have poke stations. So you can even have a Super Bowl poke party. So, I mean, there's tons of, you know, options. And that's what makes it Mariano's really fun, too, is that there is something for everyone. I could go in with my family and we all could have different things and be super happy, you know, and have a great dinner.
Yeah. I mean, it's weird to have people kind of gush over a grocery store, but you know, I just, so if anybody, this is honest, this is completely sincere. And here's the other thing I want to ask you is that people are texting in as far as maybe some healthy options. Cause you know, wings are great and they are wonderful, but they aren't necessarily thought of as healthy foods. Do you have, we want to talk about any healthy option, get some celery,
sure,
maybe some
dip? Absolutely. We have great veggie trays. We really pride ourselves on like fresh produce, and I like to let go a little bit outside the box with vegetables. I mean, everyone does like carrots and celery, but we have gorgeous multicolored carrots and kohlrabi and like really, you know, delicious vegetables that you might not eat all the time with different dips. We have a lot of gluten-free snack items as well. So we look towards everyone, you know, what their what their, you know, options are, you know, whether they're trying to be heart healthy or gluten-free, vegan, vegetarian. Sushi is a great item. I mean, it's very, you know, healthy. Our fish is super fresh. We have the same suppliers as most of the restaurants in the Chicagoland area. Seafood, I mean, we have shrimp, and for those that eat seafood, shrimp and crab, really fresh. So, you know, we do really have a lot of healthy options as well. And those are the ones that I really kind of gear towards as well.
Yep. And then, you know, on the beverage side, you guys have a really good wine selection, a lot of craft beers. So what for, you know, Amanda, are you making some kind of punch from scratch, or are you just having beer? Like, what are you guys thinking, or what would you suggest on the beverage side?
I think it's a perfect holiday for this is to really focus on craft beers. I mean, we, you know, I love craft beers. I love a hoppier beer. But we have a great program where you can do a mix and match six pack, you know, for a set price. So it gives you the option to say, okay, you don't have to really go all out and have six, you know, try the same six beers, but you can mix and match. And I love to do that. And I think, you know, the Super Bowl is the perfect time to really kind of experiment and try some great beers and ciders. I mean, ciders are really, really great right now. We actually have a rosé cider that we're offering this month as well.
That's awesome. So the rosé cider?
Your cider route for this holiday. That would be my pick. And wings. I'm doing wings.
That's crazy. Okay. All right. So before we get your prediction, because we know you don't care as far as the game, you're all about the all about the food of the accoutrements, but you don't necessarily care who wins the game. But for Amanda Puck, we know, give the information. People can follow Mariano's, get to all those locations. You guys are always building them, right? So you never know when there's going to be a new one popping up near you, so they know where to go to get the stuff. And then also, too, for you personally, you know, social media-wise, how people can keep up with all your adventures.
Sure. Great. Well, you can find, we have 43 locations all over Chicagoland. They're all listed at marianos.com, so anyone can just go on there. And I'm on Twitter and Instagram at Amanda Puck. And if I have a prediction, Dane, I do care between Team Guac and Team Taco Dip. I'm Team Guacamole. I'm expecting we're going to sell more guacamole than taco dip this year.
All right, duly noted. I'm sure the lines in Vegas are moving as we speak. So, Amanda, we'll get back to planning everything. Excited. I know we'll have a lot of listeners seeing you guys out at Mariano's over the next 24 hours. And thanks for jumping on WGN today.
Oh, I'd love to talk to you anytime. Thanks, Jane. Have a great day tomorrow.
You too. All right. Thanks, Amanda. We are going to take a break. When we come back, we've got one more. We're going to take in our, you know, for the bona fide ride of the show, our first car, our dream car, or your favorite car, 312-981-7200. Lots of texts and calls coming in. We'll run those. We're going to give away our winner for that. Plus, you're also going to get two tickets to the auto show. And I'm pretty sure, Camille, can you answer this? Is it the ticket you can use any day that you want, or is it specifically on a weekend or evening? I think they're pretty much good anytime.
Yeah, it says February 10th through the 19th.
Right, so ultimate flexibility there. So 312-981-7200, you can call in, give it to Camille, you can text it in, we'll announce that winner afterwards. And we've got another great event coming up we're going to talk about right after the break, Operation Taste. Camille, have you ever been to the North Pole? It's on your bucket list, though, right?
Can't say I have.
Right, you wanted to go. This is a great...
Chicago's close enough.
It's a great event coming up, 39 chefs, and they are raising funds and supporting Operation North Pole, bringing kids to the North Pole. We'll hear about it right after this break on the road with Dane here on 720 WGN. 20 WGN on the road, and we are here before the end of the program in just a couple minutes. We are going to announce our bona fide ride of the show, so you can still send those in, 312-981-7200. I know Camille is on the phone, but excited to be able to share one more event. Glad we had enough time to get it in. We've got Tim Crossan. He is on from Operation Taste. And Tim, welcome to WGN.
Thank you ever so much for having me, Dane.
Yeah, well, I'm excited. This isn't the kind of event that's happening. You've got 39 chefs involved. We do a lot of events here in Chicago. The chef community, the restaurant community is super supportive in a million different ways. But this one is really cool as far as what you're able to do with the kids in North Pole.
It is. It came about because a close friend of mine who was the sous chef of Jean Bonchet from La Francais, if you probably know that name.
Sure.
He and I have been close friends for many years, and he came to our organization, Operation North Pole, which is a volunteer charity that takes children who have life-threatening or terminal illnesses. We take their families on a fantasy trip to the North Pole every holiday season, and that might be their last Christmas together as a family unit, so we try very hard, if we can, to give them a memorable remembrance that will last a lifetime. And he came to us and said, you know, I'd like to do something, and I'd like to get some of the guys together and do something nice for you. So actually, this is a chef initiated event that has developed over the course of the last 3 years that's really turned into something special. We have one. I'm sorry.
Oh no, go ahead. I want you to definitely get, you know, some of these chefs that are involved. It's great when it's initiated by them. So share some of the names that people will be enjoying.
Well, we have Jimmy Banos Jr. from the Purple Pig and his father from Heaven at Seven, Jimmy Sr. We have Marshall Nouguier from Bistronomic and Dominic from Chez Moi. And you probably know Roland Licioni from Le Nomade. Those are some of the French ones. Gibson's, Michael's in Winnetka. Gene and Giorgetti's, we have Italian cuisine from Mambo. We have Greek cuisine from Avli up in Winnetka. We have some fabulous Indian food from Mantras. So it runs the full gamut.
Yeah.
If you can't find something to eat here, you're you're really up against it.
You're going to be well-fed, plus you're helping out with that great cause. And before we let you go, and we've got like 10 seconds, give out the website for people to get more information, get some tickets, and get out there, see you, and support it.
Okay, OperationTaste.com, one word, and tickets are online, and it's Monday night at in Elk Grove Village at the Avalon Banquet Facility.
Tim, bless you for what you're doing. Appreciate you supporting the great cause, and hope some of our listeners can get in on that, get some great food, and support the kids. I appreciate it.
Thank you ever so much for having me, Dane. You have a wonderful day.
All right, you too. All right, so Camille, for our bona fide ride of the show, I've seen some amazing ones coming through, some Camaros, some MGs, or like some Corvairs, and some other things. Who is going to win the Bona Beef gift card plus the two tickets to the auto show?
We have Jim from the 815 with his 1969 Pontiac Grand Prix.
Wow, the Grand Prix?
Yep.
Have you ever been in a Grand Prix, Camille?
No.
They're great.
I got to get in one.
They got
go at the auto show.
Yeah, they used to be really giant, and then they got sort of economical. It was a great car, the Grand Prix. So congratulations to Jim from up north with all that. I want to thank everybody who listened to the show. Wow, what a jam-packed show. Thanks, everybody who participated.